The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. There are 15 species of burying beetles in North America, but only the American burying beetle has experienced a drastic decline in population and is a critically endangered species. In the 19th century, American burying beetle populations covered the entire eastern half of the U.S. and neighboring Canadian provinces. By the 20th century, spotty populations remained only in a few states in the middle of the country, and in the east, only on Block Island off the southern coast of Rhode Island. You see, passenger pigeons were plentiful in the 19th century, but their numbers declined significantly at about the same time as the American burying beetle. Scientists think that the American burying beetle, because of its relatively large size and the need for carrion weighing between 80 and 180 grams on which to rear its young, depended on these larger birds, while other carrion beetles can utilize carcasses of smaller birds and mammals. The American burying beetle, like all species, has its own important role in the ecosystem. That's why zoos from Rhode Island to Ohio are breeding and releasing American burying beetles to help reestablish their populations.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.